From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed. A video showing what appeared to be his corpse is circulating on social media. His death comes 2 days after an alliance appears to have fallen apart. On Saturday, Saleh denounced the Houthi militia and suggested restoring ties with Saudi Arabia. Saleh was 75 years old. He ruled Yemen for more than 3 decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but he continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. In a victory for President Trump, the Supreme Court decided Monday to allow his latest travel ban to remain in force while the legal fight continues in the lower courts. 7 of the justices ruled in favor of the administration, saying the partial stay on the ban should continue. The court did not give a reason for its decision. The travel ban is the 3rd one Trump has issued. It bars most travelers from 8 countries, 6 of which are Muslim majority. They are Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. For the first time since 2011, a United Nations official will be visiting North Korea, which has ramped up its nuclear and ballistic missile tests this year. Under Secretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is expected to visit Pyongyang from December 5th through the 8th. The invitation was extended during the UN General Assembly meeting in September. Feltman will meet with the North Korean Foreign Minister and Vice Minister and members of the diplomatic corps. This is VOA News. Governments must do far more to include the needs of young people in the global fight against HIV and AIDS, according to a new report. Despite progress in tackling the disease, it's estimated that 1,700 new HIV infections occur every day among young people around the world. The problem is particularly acute in Africa. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
It is time policymakers recognise that HIV-positive adolescents face unique challenges, says the report from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine alongside the charity Centre Bali. Among the recommendations are that young people receive adequate psychosocial support, a human rights-based approach to testing and care, and finding ways to sensitively discuss sex and relationships for adolescents living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Professor Rashida Ferrand co-authored the research.
We really need to be thinking about all the barriers at every step in that broad environment, both at facility level and in clinics, etc., but also recognizing the fact that most of the time young people do not spend in facilities. So we have to think of modifying the environments and the barriers that those environments place.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Britain and the European Union failed Monday to reach a Brexit divorce deal, but their leaders remained optimistic that they would reach an accord within days. The British Prime Minister and the European Commission President met in Brussels, trying to set terms for Britain's exit from the EU on March 29, 2019. A judge of the Supreme Court in Spain on Monday ordered 6 jailed Catalan politicians released, but upheld the continued detention of 2 separatist activists and 2 other former members of the regional government, including the vice president. The judge said he believed there was no risk the released defendants would leave the country. And Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his government will launch a cryptocurrency, also called a digital currency, to circumvent what he called on a television address to the nation a financial blockade by the U.S. government. He said the new currency will be called the Petro and will be backed by the socialist-run OPEC nation's oil, gold, and mineral reserves. Maduro didn't say what the new currency's value will be, how it will work, or even when it will be launched. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.